keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver from 13 News. The KBI is taking aim at Kansas liquor stores selling drinks infused with THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. KBI Director Tony Mativi says Kansas law states any item with a THC level above 0.3% is illegal. The agency is giving liquor stores some time now to comply before taking enforcement action. Governor Laura Kelly has proclaimed August as No Kill Shelter Month in Kansas. Kelly's proclamation calls on the public to help shelters reach no-kill status. That's a shelter having a 90% or higher release rate. The Goodyear blimp has made a pit stop in Kansas during a cross-country trip to mark its 100th anniversary. The iconic aircraft is in Topeka through Wednesday. The company's Topeka plant has been in operation for the past 80 years. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 88. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 70 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 93. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 67.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566. 738-6566.
Coming up, it's Arcadia's KZDY Area Community Calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The Community Calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. Attention Glen Elder residents. The street oiling crew will be in town on Wednesday, August 6th, beginning at 6 a.m. They will be oiling and sanding all the streets east of the hill, beginning on Mill Street, going east and north. Please have all vehicles, trailers, etc. off of those streets by Tuesday evening. For questions, contact City Hall at 545-3322. This Wednesday and every Wednesday through Labor Day, check out and visit the Little Red Schoolhouse in Beloit while you stock up at the Farmers Market, just off Highway 24 in Beloit from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. A Boost Ministries Community Luncheon will be a free will donation meal of ham and all the fixings. It'll be on Thursday, August 7th from 11 to 12:30 at the Blessing House at 120 North Campbell in Beloit. It's to raise money for their outreaches, and it'll be dine-in or carry out. Also this weekend,
weekend, August 9th and 10th on Saturday and Sunday, it's the Beloit Country Club Golf Championship. The ladies in the morning and the men in the afternoon. And in Osborne, it's the Shady Bend two-day golf tournament at the Shady Bend Golf Course from 9 a.m. It's a four-man scram. To enter, call or text Eric Manns at 346-4654. And save the date next week for the Mommy and Me Tea on August 12th in Natoma at 2nd Street Cafe at 6 p.m. Come on in for an elegant, fun, and fanciful tea party. Call 785-346-4772. And don't forget to download the Sunflower Summer app and use it this week as it's been extended through August 8th if you have children in Kansas school. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Funeral services for Rosemary Jocelyn, age 99 of Beloit, will be at 10 a.m. Friday, August 8th at the St. John's Catholic Church. Mrs. Jocelyn died August 2nd at the Resident Care Center. There will be no visitation. Memorials are requested to the Resident Care Center or the Purdue House. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Mary Lee Tuttle Sulsar will be at 10 a.m. August 5th at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hunter. Mrs. Tuttle Sulsar died July 31st at the Mitchell County Hospital. Visitation with the family will be from 5 to 7 Monday at the Roberts Family Funeral Home. Per her wishes, the casket will remain closed. Memorials may be given to the Trinity Lutheran Church. Roberts Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Clyde R. Bigham, age 83 of Downs, passed away Wednesday, July 30th. A private family arranged service will take place at a later date. Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments are in care of arrangements. Online condolences to SchoenFHM.com. Funeral services for Ian Drake were held on August 4th at 10 a.m. Memorials may be given to St. John's Catholic Church or Boost Ministries. Mr. Drake died Sunday, July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Jacoby Tyson were on Saturday, August 2nd at Robert's Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Memorials may be given to the Funeral Expense Fund in care of the funeral home. Jacoby Tyson died Sunday, July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Ready to get your boots dirty in a career that grows with you? Central Valley Ag and Beloit is hiring applicators now. Drive top-tier equipment, apply crop protection with precision, and be the backbone of Midwest agriculture. Whether you're seasoned in the field or looking to dig into something new, CVA offers full-time stability, great benefits, and a work environment rooted in integrity and safety. So if you've got a Class A CDL or the grit to earn one, apply today and join a team that's feeding the future. Click on the Find a Job tab at cvacoop.com. That's cvacoop.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals fell to the Red Sox last night, 8-5 at Fenway in game one of the three-game series. Bailey Falter made his Royals debut and didn't make a good first impression as he went four innings, giving up eight hits, seven runs, seven earned, two walks, and two strikeouts. It was really the first inning that hurt him as he gave up five in that frame. Taylor Clark would give up just a hit in the fifth. Sam Long, in an inning in two-thirds, give up two hits, one run, one walk, while striking out two, and Anel Zerpa would finish with an inning and a third, striking out a batter. Offensively, KC would score five runs on 12 hits, as the Royals attempted a comeback in the eighth inning, scoring four runs as Vinny Pasquantino hit a homer. Mikel Garcia added one as well. Adam Frazier singled in Mike Yastrzemski, and Nick Lofton doubled in Adam Frazier, but that wasn't enough. The Royals fell on this one 8-5. Game 2 of the series is set for tonight at 6:10 p.m. with the other newly acquired starting pitcher Ryan Burgert on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
We continue our college march with college athletes. Today we're talking with Addison Budke, a 2025 graduate of Beloit High School. Addie, how's your summer going for you?
It's going pretty good. I've been working at the pool and hanging out with my family.
Well, Addie, 12 years ago, as a seven-year-old, you went up to the first ever Beloit State Tournament appearance in 2015 and watched Brandy Paul, and there were three Budke sisters on that team, Kirsten, your oldest sister, and then your two twin sisters, Alexis and Elena, and you kind of got the volleyball bug from watching those two sisters of yours playing the state tournament, and Brandy Paul kind of noticed your love for volleyball as a seven-year-old. And the last 12 years, you have put your love and your heart and physical being into volleyball. Just kind of tell us about your love for volleyball the last 12 years.
I've always loved volleyball because my sisters, I've always watched them play in high school. And I was always in the bleachers, and I'd always love chasing after the balls, like when they're warming up. And I've always went to camps and with Brandy, and I just fell in love with the sport.
Well, Addie, you have 2,302 career kills, which is number two in the state, all class behind Hutch Central Christian Jamie Patrick, who had 2,630 kills from 2008 to 2011, 931 digs, 185 aces. That's about 530 kills per year. Obviously, it takes great teammates and great setters. But what year in high school, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, did you really think, you know what, I am a great volleyball player and I'm going to get better and better, and college volleyball is on my radar?
It was actually my freshman year when I got the most kills I've ever gotten out of my 4 years. I realized that, I think I can do this in college. I obviously had great teammates to help me get there. And yeah, I just had a goal that I can play in college.
Well, Addie, you're a four-time All-State selection by the Kansas Coaches Association Volleyball Committee, Class 3A Player of the Year last year. You were on part of teams that won four NCAA titles in volleyball, four state appearances. You have many, many friends on your team, on the Lady Trojan volleyball teams that played in the past, but Beloit was very rare last year in the fact that they had two legit Division I recruits, and you and Sophia Thompson. Sophia is now at Wichita State. What made you and Sophia Thompson so tough at the net the past 3 years?
I want to say our height because we're always at the net ready to go, and we know how to put a ball down, and we have a good setter that can get us the ball.
Well, Addison, you were the number one recruit by Rick Squire and University of Nebraska Kearney. And when you said yes, I know that he was ecstatic, and heard him on a local Kearney radio station saying, "This is the girl that we wanted. This is the girl that we needed," among others. There's actually four young ladies, or five now, including yourself, Emily Lane of TMP, Abby Rose of Lindsberg, Ryan Mock of Stillwell, and Anna Lance of Lansing, Kansas. Rick Squire says the Kansas girls are as good as the Nebraska girls. Your comment on joining four other Kansas girls on a Nebraska Kearney team that has been dominant the last 20 years.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I've played against some of the Kansas girls. I've played against Emily Lane and Abby Rose. They were really good. And once I knew that I was going to Kearney, I was excited to play with them.
Well, Addison, you, as you well know, UNK has been dominant under Rick Squires, 30 seasons with 30 plus wins or more, 2005, 2009 national Division II runners up, Division II leaders in attendance. That has to be exciting. They also played in front of 90,000 people at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as the showcase game. Nebraska Kearney played the first game, and then University of Nebraska Lincoln played the second game. But 90,000 people in a football stadium, 1,618 victories in 20 plus years of volleyball for a winning percentage of 86%, and they have a 25 year streak that made NCAA appearances. What was the final factor when Rick Squire called you and said, "Addison Budke of Beloit, Kansas, I want you to be a Loper"?
I was really excited. He said that I would get a full ride, so that was a big factor. And also, I love the community there. They have a great town, and all the girls were super nice. And obviously, the team is very good.
Well, this summer, you and Sophia Thompson were part of a winning team at the Kansas Volleyball Association All-Star Game. You went five sets, but you and Sophia were dominant at the net. Kind of talk about your relationship with Sophia Thompson and playing in the KVA All-Star Game at Washburn University, or it was actually at Topeka Highlands, I believe, in Topeka.
Our relationship is really close. We're always messing with each other, so that's fun. When we were little, we always had sleepovers and all that stuff. So, yeah, she's one of my closest cousins, and I love her so much. And the Topeka game was really fun. All the girls were super nice, and playing her for the last time was really fun.
Well, being a young team for the first time in a lot of years at UNK in Kearney, Nebraska, Rick Squires is going to take you ladies, the team, the Lady Lopers, to Vermont for four games on September 5th and 6th in the St. Michael Windjammer Classic. Have you ever traveled much outside the state of Kansas?
A little bit, but not that far. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And then on September 9th, Peru State, south of Lincoln, Nebraska, will be at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska. It was a pretty easy sell about facilities when you went to UNK to tour a Health and Sports Center. Like I said, Nebraska Kearney leads Division II in attendance, and that's just a beautiful facility and a fun facility to be around. Talk about playing your home games at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska.
They bring really big crowds, so I'm super excited to play in front of everyone. I know I'll be pretty nervous, but the nerves will come out once I get on the court and start playing. And having my family be at the home games really means a lot to me, and also my friends and family.
One of the great things about playing at Nebraska Kearney is they have their own radio broadcast of UNK games, not only football and basketball, but they also do volleyball, baseball, and other things. Any local people in Beloit area that want to keep track of the UNK Lady Lopers and Addison Budke can tune in to KRVN, the best farm station in the nation, 93.1 FM or 106.9 FM in Lexington, and they can also watch your matches on the MIAA network. I think there is a subscription involved, but really neat that we're going to get to listen to you on the radio and possibly watch you on the MIAA network. As far as your schedule in the MIAA, you are at Emporia State October the 10th, at Washburn in Topeka on October 11th, and then you'll be at Hayes on October 25th. Really neat that you get to play those in-state schools and play some of the ladies that you played on your regular schedule at Beloit or in the state tournament. Just kind of talk about what you think your feelings are going to go be like on the nights that you head into Emporia, Topeka, and Hayes.
I know that a lot of my family and friends will be there cheering me on, so that's great. And when I play Fort Hayes, it'll be fun playing Miley Brown. So hopefully we win, but no hard feelings.
Well, Addie, you got to be on the best track and field team in the state of Kansas as the Beloit Lady Trojans won the 3A state championship at track, and you and Tatum Seifert provided 18 to 20 points per meet and went 1-2 in the shot put at the state championship. The Seiferts have always been family friends, and you and Tatum have developed a great relationship on and off the track. Kind of talk about Coach Casey Seifert and teammate Tatum Seifert, what they've meant to you and in your life and throughout the track and field years, the last 4 years, and winning a Class 3A state championship in track.
State track was so fun, like winning the whole thing. Coach Seifert and Tatum, they've always pushed me to the best that I can do. And even when the days I wasn't doing too good, they always cheered me up and say, oh, let's just move on and do it tomorrow. So they've always been really close to me, and I have a great relationship with the both of them.
Well, Addie Budke of Beloit, Kansas, congratulations on being selected as the number one recruit at Nebraska Kearney. Congratulations on winning a state championship at the state track meet as a team of Beloit Lady Trojans. God bless you and best of luck as you continue your path in volleyball and start an all-new track in Nebraska.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
KD Country 94 is online at kdcountry94.com.